Who I mentioned, we're going into the political arena now, and I'm bringing my good friend, Dr. John Green from the University of Akron, professor of political science. And I guess, John, let's talk a little bit about this EU voting going to the right, which goes down the road of former President Donald Trump looking out for their own and such. We're seeing more and more of these votes going in that direction in the EU. One, from my perspective, is my question to you, John, is that surprising to you? And if so, what could this possibly mean down the road when we talk about U.S. and EU relations?
Well, you know, I think that the particular results in the European Parliament elections that occurred last Sunday was a surprise to a lot of people, and I think a surprise to me as well. And as you point out, two things happened there. One was that some of the farther right parties in the various member states of Europe, the important thing to remember is the European Parliament is elected by each country, their members to the parliament, but then they sit together in one parliament to deal with, you know, continent-wide economic and political issues. So the particular vote to the right, I think, surprised a lot of people. Those parties have been out there for a while. And then at the same time, many of the left-leaning parties, for instance, the Green parties, the pro-environmental parties in Europe, in many cases suffered some big defeats. So, you know, really kind of interesting outcome. But to your question to me, I'm not that surprised because we've seen the rise of populist movements and nationalist movements really all around the world for basically the last 20 years. And I don't think that trend is diminishing. In fact, I think it may be accelerating. Of course, part of what we see in the United States with Donald Trump, his populism, his nationalism, is part of that trend as well.
John, one thing that you've seen led by the Biden administration is working together with the other countries, you know, pertaining to the war in the Ukraine and further. When you're talking about that far right at least gaining some popularity, I just sit back and wonder what that would do if that becomes reality. And of course, if Donald Trump wins re-election, you know, you got to look at all of these things and these factors of what's going on globally.
You know, you're absolutely right. Of course, the security arrangements in Europe are really managed not by the EU, although the EU is a player, but really by NATO. And President Biden certainly has done a lot of good work in strengthening NATO. And there have been some European resolve in opposing the Russians in the war in Ukraine. But I think we see, in this vote, a kind of retreat from a potential retreat from those types of arrangements in the security sphere, but also in the economic sphere. One of the issues that was a big factor in the European vote was immigration. Of course, a big issue in the United States and in other countries as well. And of course, the perennial problems of trade. You know, trade can be very beneficial because they're winners, but it's also problematic because there's losers. You know, in terms of relationships with the United States, it could very well be that if Donald Trump were elected president this year, that he would find a kind of common cause with similar populist and nationalist forces in Europe. Joe Biden's reelected, there may be some stumbling blocks looking down the road because Biden's more in line with the traditional leaders of the European Parliament.
Well, this is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. And John, speaking of that presidential race in the United States, the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of courtroom drama that could be a factor, right? Come November, involving the former president, Donald Trump, running for re-election, and Hunter Biden, who was found guilty yesterday. And a lot of people try to tie Hunter Biden's actions to the president, Joe Biden. How big of a deal has the last couple of weeks been for these individuals, Biden and Trump, in regards to the courtroom antics?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think we can separate what this means for Trump as a person and Hunter Biden as a person versus its broader political ramifications. And, you know, this is certainly not good news for either of those gentlemen. You know, whatever one may think about the prosecution or the particular people involved, you know, the New York case was a problem for Trump. And potentially a big problem down the road. I think the Hunter Biden situation is a little different, but also potentially a big problem, you know, down the road for his father. But, you know, the polls up to this point, and of course, these are very recent events, so maybe we don't have very good polling on it, suggest that maybe, at least in the short run, these two court cases may not have much of an effect. Maybe because many voters either aren't paying attention or they've internalized these ideas. Yes, Joe Biden has some problems. Yes, Donald Trump has some problems. And so, you know, maybe people's minds in many ways are pretty much made up. But there is a potential for each of these cases, maybe both of them, to matter with a small group of people in key states. And this election is shaping up to be very, very close. So it wouldn't have to be very much of an impact to make a difference.
With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science, University of Akron. And John, you're very much tied into polls, and I love your knowledge on polls. But polls are polls. But for a while that we saw that Donald Trump was having the advantage in the polls, and then I read over the weekend, last weekend, that it was a virtual tie is what they're looking at in the polls. And, you know, there's the Biden, there's the Trump, and then as we've talked about, that middle third. What are you hearing from the polls as we speak, John?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting because what effect of Donald Trump's conviction in New York was that it really solidified his base. And as has happened over and over again, and you and I have talked about it numerous times, it seems that these types of reversals certainly help Donald Trump in some ways. They help him raise money. They help develop enthusiasm among his base. They help him solidify the Republican coalition. I suspect that a very similar thing, for different reasons, is happening over on the Democratic side. You know, a lot of people, Democrats, may have had some doubts about Joe Biden, are kind of, you know, getting behind him because, you know, the election looks like it's going to be really close. So, you know, Trump enjoyed some advantages. It's more back close to even, although, of course, we have to remind everybody, the key thing to look at is the battleground states, because that's how we elect our president, through the Electoral College. And Trump maintains a small but persistent edge in many of those battleground states. Will that persist? Gee, who knows? There's so many things in motion in this campaign that could make a difference.
John, it came out about a month ago, because for a while we heard they were not going to debate, and now they're going to debate. Are those debates going to be huge as far as swaying or not in this particular election with Biden and Trump?
Well, you know, I think debates always have a potential to shake up a race. And I suspect that Joe Biden proposed a debate. One of them is going to be coming up here in June, the earliest presidential debate ever in the history of presidential debates. He proposed it, and Donald Trump jumped on it and said, yeah, let's do it. And I think it's because both campaigns see some advantages to shaking up the race. And if you're looking at a very close race, really could go either way, with all the anxieties that are associated with that, you know, the opportunity to make a big change is attractive to both candidates. Of course, the downside to that is there's also a huge risk. I mean, suppose President Biden doesn't look so good on TV and these questions about his age then come to the forefront. Or imagine that Donald Trump is particularly obnoxious on TV and drives away, you know, a bunch of voters. So there's potential reward in having a debate this early. But and of course, excluding the minor party candidates, which is what both major parties want to see. But there's also great risk to each of the campaigns.
John, my final question, I want to go back to those court proceedings the last couple of weeks. Donald Trump was found guilty. Hunter Biden was found guilty. There was different reactions coming out of those verdicts, right? You know, Hunter Biden's camp and president said, I'm not going to pardon Hunter. The decision is the decision. He may appeal. While the former president came out wielding, right? He came out being aggressive, say everything is against me, blah, 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 blah. And there's no way I was set up to lose. While Delaware was also a blue state as well, when you talk about Hunter Biden. Those reactions, does that affect, from you knowing election history, those reaction type of things, does that affect the mindset at all, the would-be voter?
Well, you know, I think it does, and it can. I think the initial reactions basically were aimed at and have helped solidify the basis of both Trump and Biden. You know, Biden is behaving the way Democrats and his supporters would like to see him behave. And you know, whether we agree with it or not, Trump is behaving the way a lot of his base would like to see him, you know, being very, very aggressive. But it goes back to a point you made earlier. What about the people in the middle? These are the folks that can be whose opinions can be altered by those stylistic issues, because they're not really committed to either candidate. In fact, many polls suggest a lot of those people in the middle really don't like either candidate. They wish there was an alternative, right? Some other person for the Democrats and the Republicans. So, you know, if you think about the middle, there could be a real important impact from the way the candidates or the individuals have responded to these court proceedings.
It's going to be interesting. John Mann, thank you for the time. The insight, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a good day, Ray.
You too.